Quality. It's a wonderful word, and it's a word that we hear mentioned an awful lot these days with respect to a whole variety of things. But it's something which I think is synonymous with Pharma-Nord when we start talking about the quality of nutritional supplement, the quality of product. Clearly, every week or so, we're hearing from Dennis, the chemist, about the joys of Pharma-Nord. And it's absolutely fantastic to be once again in the presence of the Chief Executive Officer of Pharma-Nord in the UK. That's Bent Henriksen, OBE. Bent, good to see you once again.
Nice to see you. Nice to be talking to you again.
Well, last time, of course, you were over in the University of Columbia in New York and another startlingly wonderful biannual coenzyme Q10 conference, I believe.
It's a very good conference. A lot of good scientific papers were presented, about 80 papers. And so, all related, of course, to studies of Q10 and trials.
And this is a message which certainly over the last nearly two decades that we've been working together now, or certainly 15 or so years, that magic bullet. I mean, we've been singing the praises of coenzyme Q10. We do it on a regular basis. And yet even now it seems to be one of the world's biggest kept secrets. Is it a case of people are just not listening? Doctors are not listening to the whole thing? Because clearly companies like Pharma-Nord are essential to work through that whole process.
It's a difficult situation because it hasn't been licensed. It's still a supplement, if you want, a nutritional supplement. And therefore, doctors will not recommend it in big numbers. And they're concerned that they recommend something which has not got a product license.
And yet it is astounding that more and more, when you look at the data, you look at the scientific data, it stacks up time and time again, whether you're dealing with recovery from heart attacks, prevention of heart attacks, energy values, that whole coenzyme Q10 molecule, that little building block, does seem to be like an essential part of our whole experience of the quality of life.
It's something we can't live without. And as we get older, over 20, we start producing less and less of it. Of course, it's produced in the liver. And often when people get on statin and things like that, I mean, it also blocks the cholesterol, but it also blocks the coenzyme Q10. Mm-hmm. And therefore, people start getting tired and having quite a few health problems too. So it's up to us to get people more.
And that's what we're doing. Even if it's one listener at a time, we'll continue to do that and we'll maintain that. Let's move on to Pharma-Nord as a company itself. Very impressed, as always, with respect to the company. It's 30 years that you've actually had a base in Britain now, here in Morpeth. It's nice to see that you've still got the wonderful green trees outside your office window. On the other side of the office, there seems to be a lot of, shall we say, construction work going on with what used to be the fire brigade station there. But over those three decades, I mean, presumably they've passed literally like a blink of an eye, basically. Have you sensed that there has been a general acceptance and awareness of, again, that Q word, the quality that coenzyme Q10 and Pharma-Nord in particular have been bringing to the market?
I think so. But the problem is the public don't really know what nutrition they should take. So when they look at supplements, they often just look at the price. And we have this problem also. How much should they take? How would they know what amount of Q10 to take? 10 milligram, 100 milligram, 300 milligram? You know, so I can see it from the customers too, that they have a problem. And it's up to us really to educate them more. And we are never cheap. I mean, I have to admit that, but we're certainly the best value for money. All we build on is quality. And you will also see we don't come out with a lot of new products. We maybe come out with one a year. Mm. But what we concentrate on is putting more money into research of the products we have, because we know the basic there, the need is there. And therefore, we are much more busy doing that, running scientific trials.
Indeed, well, I've certainly been very keen to pick up the 100 milligram coenzyme, the Q10 Gold. That's my own particular one, which I use on a daily basis. Selenium plus zinc, that's another one of the range of products which I know Dennis regularly talks about. And this is, again, one of those things where we hear a great deal more about checking for signs of cancer, checking for a whole variety of other bits and pieces. And yet, actually, selenium, which we are very bereft of in terms of our natural soil in Britain, is something which Pharma-Nord are producing, again, at a very affordable price to ensure that, again, you've got a wonderful sort of balance in your diet.
It's great because selenium is not expensive. You know, it could be produced much cheaper than coenzyme Q10. And people know more about selenium today than they did before, and they would always take a supplement with selenium in. But the problem, again, is a lot of companies put 5 microgram in, 10 microgram, and it's not enough to get some benefit. And you need about 100 microgram to see the benefit. And then, of course, it's another problem where you can overdose on, so you also have to be careful. Like most things, if you drink too much water, you die. If you eat too many potatoes, you die. You know, so you have to be just sensible in what you're doing.
It is a case of balance. Let's just move on briefly to another product, which I think is essential. We've spoken about it many times with Dennis, and we'll continue to do so. And that's that whole notion of sugar being the new nicotine, and the fact that actually in a world where we see huge concerns about obesity across the ages, and particularly with respect to our youngsters, etc., that the not only the Mackie berry, but also the input of the biochromium can also be a really good assistant in kind of not only curbing appetites, but also hopefully sorting out some of the challenges that the body is faced with when indeed sugar is actually taken on board.
Sugar is a huge problem. There's no benefit taking sugar. I mean, most things, you know, other things you need something of, but sugar you don't need. And therefore, it's very important to get it converted also, so it doesn't stay in the body and getting built up as fat. So, you know, that combination of chromium and the berry is very, very important because it helps both to transport it in the blood and it get it out of the system again, out of the cells again. So I see a great future in that. The only problem is people are not really worried about sugar intake yet. They haven't got the message yet. And I think it's going to be the next, it's going to be as bad as smoking. You know, and people finally got around to it. And again, a lot of young people start smoking again. But I think it's...
Manager of Chelsea, I think, actually smokes 50 a day. That's not to be accepted, is it? Or is it thinking of building enough smoking room for him?
Exactly. You know, and I think this is going to be as bad as smoking when we get all the results out.
As we said, sugar is the new nicotine, and it's something which I think people do need to be aware of. That I see some of my students, and you know, obviously you counsel to a certain extent when they take a bottle of fizzy drink on the grounds that it's an energy fizzy drink. No, it's got huge amounts of sugar in, which is going to start wrecking the system. As you say, a little amount of sugar, perhaps tiny bit useful. Small, large amounts, you wouldn't want to put it in an average in your average car.
Absolutely not. You know, so I think, I just hope we can teach people into that and get them to understand it. That's the main thing, because they still don't understand it.
In terms of the education, in terms of the process of that, because I do sense, you mentioned about the support that Pharma Nord has actually provided and indeed continues to receive from the university level and in terms of scientific surveys and so on. It is a case of gradually getting that message out there. Have you seen over the years a slight improvement in terms of where people are going, etc.? Obviously, lots of people phoning up to buy product as we speak.
Yeah, no, I think it's difficult to get over to the public that a lot of us are actually pre-diabetic, and they're just not aware of it. And if they were, they would definitely take a product like what we have, the BioGlucose Control.
I'm going to throw in another one now, which I've found quite useful from my own point of view, which is the bio fish oil. Which actually doesn't taste like cod liver oil because it's got a nice little lemon flavour, and I do feel it actually keeps my general attention span pretty good and pretty positive from that sort of point of view. So again, that's something else which seems to have opened up, and again, highly affordable.
It's a very important thing to take, and once you take 1 to 2,000 milligram a day, just 2 capsules of 1,000 milligram, because it has so much benefit. I mean, there's been some negative about biofish oil too, because it was just all about heart problems, but it's so many other things that it's affected by taking fish oil. So I find it very, very important. And especially right now, I think in the paper today, it says that pregnant women must take fish oil, you know, when they're expecting. So I think there's a lot of future in fish oil, but it has to be good quality. And I think we are trying to make the best quality available. It's important, it's scanned for heavy minerals and so on too. So it's one of the important supplements.
The go-to website is obviously pharmanord.co.uk. That's pharmanord.co.uk. We mention this regularly on our location reports and more so. In fact, I've got a musical festival I'm attending later on in the month, I think, up in Northumbria, where I'll be promoting the joys of Pharma Nord as well. So good from that point of view. Brings us neatly around to something which I know is much beloved of your interests, etc., and that's football. And I've got to ask the question, were you happy with Denmark's performance in the World Cup, or do you think could have done better? We could have been Croatia.
Of course I was not happy, you know. If they didn't win, I wouldn't be happy, you know. But I also knew that they were not going to win, so it's fair enough. You know, I think it was a good a good tournament.
Okay.
And England did okay too.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows whether they'll continue to survive over the new League of Nations, which of course is upcoming. But we're just about to start, of course, the Premier League season. We've already, in terms of the North Eastern sides, had Sunderland in Division 1. Who would have thought that would be happening? Get a 2-1 win in their first opening game. Middlesbrough had a startling 2-2 draw with Millwall, just scraping together various other bits and pieces. Borough apparently seem to be selling more players than actually acquiring them. And then, of course, we've got Rafa Benitez, Newcastle, and Mike Ashley. What sort of season do you think you can look ahead for the side that's literally 15 miles south of where we're sitting at present?
I think they'll do okay. They won't win, but they will certainly stay in the top 10, I think, as everybody on Tyneside hope for that.
Well, clearly, if Rafa Benitez has any sense whatsoever, he'll ensure that all the squad are equipped with Coenzyme Q10 to actually help with the whole process. And you know, this surely is the company to actually work through on that basis.
I hope they will, because it helps with energy. It's legal. It's not a substance which you're not supposed to take, because it's something we already have in the body. So therefore, you know, I hope they're clever enough to do it.
And Dennis, as we look towards, as I say, 2018, 2019, from that perspective, we look at the geopolitics of the world. What would be your hopes for, let's say, the next 12 months for Pharmanord?
I think what we really are building up to right now is a big trial on heart disease in the UK, and with about 1,200 people. But it's a trial which will take 5 years to do, and it's going to be involved with about 60 hospitals. And that's the kind of way I think Pharmanord is establishing themselves, that we want to work on the products we know have a benefit for good health. And there's so many people who can benefit from the products we have. We don't have hundreds of products, a thousand of products. We just have about 50, and we concentrate on making them more available, better absorbed, so they're delivered in a form that they get into the body and people get the right doses of it too, because over the years, it does change, and we get more and more knowledge, and that's why we work with a lot of companies all over the world to get the best raw material and the best delivery form.
And having been invited over to Los Angeles, actually, for a wedding in the new year, how is Pharmanord exploring the American market? Was it a case of, no, that's we're not sure about the American market? Because I know I've spread the word slightly. Are you looking to go transcontinental?
Not really, no. We have a small office in Chicago, which my son Rasmus set up a few years ago, about 15 years ago. But we haven't expanded, because we have enough. We have about 26 offices, mainly in Europe and the Far East. And we just are pretty much running full capacity to supply them. So we're concentrating on the European market mainly, and then Malaysia and China and Japan too. And maybe one day it'll be America, but it's a big market, and we'll have to just take us one step at a time.
And of course, there'll be Mars as well, if Elon Musk has his way and we all sort of start heading off to Mars. We'll need our Q10 then. Ben, as ever, a fantastic year-long summary. It's almost like I feel it being in the presence of Sheikh Mansour, or the equivalent at the Etihad Stadium, in terms of actually sort of getting that routine. I'm sure as long as Coenzyme Q10 continues to flow, the scent of Pharmanord will continue ever onwards. Many thanks.
Thank you very much. It's nice to talk to you again.
Senior nutritionist and part of the technical team, we can only be speaking to the fabulous
Frankie Brogan.
Frankie, it's good to see you. If we take responsibility for our own health, if as individuals we acknowledge that sugar isn't particularly great for us, in fact, it can be downright deleterious to our health. Smoking clearly has been acknowledged as being, it is crazy. I mean, we look back over advertisements where doctors would actually prescribe smoking as a cure for nerves, etc., and think, are you insane? You know, knowledge comes, and with that knowledge, the experience that how we're actually coping with things is very much at the heart of the system. And this is where I think Pharmanord really scores highly, because you guys have got the scientific credibility to add to the product that you're putting out. So whether it's Coenzyme Q10, bioselenium plus zinc, fish oil, glucosamine, any of the variety of things that are actually out from that point of view, the customer doesn't have to beware. The customer knows they're buying a quality product.
That's absolutely correct, yeah. And it's one of our pillars. It's a to-do of quality. I know myself, I'm working in the nutrition industry for just a little shy over a decade, kind of giving away my age at this point. But certainly consumers are exposed to a vast plethora of different supplements, and each supplement has its own grade of quality, really. And that's even before you divide supplements into food grade versus pharmaceutical grade. It is important for consumers to start being aware of what they're putting into their bodies in terms of what evidence goes behind the supplement. Is the supplement bioavailable? That's a term that I've discovered isn't particularly well known, but it should be well known. If we take a supplement and it has evidence behind it, let's say it's vitamin D and it reduces respiratory tract infections, you want to know that it's actually ingesting correctly, inserting into the circulatory system and getting to the site of physiological activity. That's bioavailability in a nutshell. Without assurance that actually happens, we're essentially excreting the nutrients, which renders any evidence or any quality or any other kind of a facet of a benefit null and void. So I think bioavailability is something that people should be aware of as well.
And clearly that's one of the reasons why Pharmanord does use the prefix bio in front of most of its lines to actually just reendorse that. Biopycnogenol, something I haven't actually mentioned before today, is again something which again works on that sort of premise of ensuring that it's an essential part of our kind of nutritional diet, which somehow in these hyper-processed, food-based, speedy, stress-filled days, we kind of forget about.
We absolutely do. And really, the term supplement, if you think about it in its very basic way, supplement the diet. We're all really about appropriate supplementation, the idea that people shouldn't be taking XYZ nutrient if they're not likely to be deficient in it. Conversely, if they're likely to be deficient in it, and certain nutrients like selenium, for one, chromium in some cases, vitamin D in most cases, if you're deficient in it, there's a real case to be taking the supplement, and correcting a nutritional deficiency is the first port of call for any nutrition professional. And that's absolutely the best way of taking a supplement.
A few years ago when my colleague Ed Wellman was actually with me, he remarked upon the fact that he's never been in a company where every employee looks so fit and healthy. And I said, well, that's kind of par for the course, really. Mm-hmm. Have you found, Frankie, from your own perspective, that actually the one thing you can pretty much guarantee with respect to Pharmanord is that the levels of fitness will be pretty high?
I think it's all because we're all quite stubborn and we're not going to go anywhere anytime soon. So longevity is possibly the term here, the word here. But yeah, we do practice what we preach, and I don't think I can name a colleague who isn't taking some supplement.
Well, I mean, I stand on record as saying about 15 years ago or so, I was sceptical about the whole food supplement industry, very sceptical. And at that stage, I was sort of thinking, okay, fine, in one's late 30s and so on, where was I going to start with the whole thing? Where were we going to take this whole thing? So I thought, okay, I'll try coenzyme Q10, mm-hmm. bioselenium, etc. Got to say that in terms of energy levels and actually in terms of doing the kind of lifestyle where literally it is crazy from Lincoln to Tyneside, from Tyneside to Teesside, up to Lincoln down, etc. It does actually help not only in terms of the energy levels, but also in terms of actually acting as a boost to the immune system.
Yeah, I mean, that would be down to coenzyme's two main functions. It has two chemical forms which coexist, ubiquinone and ubiquinol. Ubiquinone is what you mentioned in terms of the energy boost. It's a requirement for the electron transport chain to produce ATP molecules. Really what that means is the conversion of food into energy. Without Q10, we simply wouldn't exist. Now, the reason why we can all live and thrive as little children without ever taking a Q10 supplement is because we produce some ourselves. That being said, whenever we hit the ripe old age of 20, we start to lose Q10 dramatically, and certain medications have been implicated in the further reduction of Q10. It gets to the point where the majority of us could actually benefit from taking a Q10 supplement, especially if you are taking the statin medication, which successfully lowers cholesterol, but it also reduces Q10 production because it shares the same chemical pathway.
This is certainly something I've been sharing with my colleagues at Public Health England and issues relating to the kind of campaigns they've been putting together. Mm-hmm. And likewise, even our talented stage magician David Fox has also sort of benefited from the whole process. And yet, as I was saying to Bent, it's curious how people are still reticent after three decades of clearly unambiguous proof in this whole area that these can be beneficial, there's still a kind of sense of, oh, I'm not sure whether that's for me, etc.
Yeah, certainly the evidence would say contrary to that. Clinical evidence is building for supplements, whether people like it or not. So it's important to keep in mind of this. One of my special areas is mental health and the idea of using supplementation to support that. It's a cause close to my heart. And one thing I've noticed there is that clinical psychologists are actually becoming more warm to the idea of using supplementation in part of the regime. It's something that's been penned lovingly as nutritional psychiatry. So you've got supplements like magnesium. Magnesium is fantastic for supporting a regular sleep and fighting insomnia. It has similar endpoints to anti-anxiety drugs by stimulating GABA receptors in the brain, allowing the brain to relax, which is the GABA receptors are the main stop bricks for someone who has cyclical thoughts. It's a great idea to try that.
I'm just thinking, actually, we really used to do a joint program with yourself and Stephanie Romaszewski, who's a sleep physiologist, effectively the Channel 4 sleep doctor, who also has a base in Exeter. But we're talking again about nutrition with Stephanie, and she again acknowledges that as part of the portfolio of the work that she does in terms of helping with sleep, that's kind of quite a traditional and important aspect, and the magnesium aspect is something which I don't think she'd even consider. I'm sure she has somewhere.
No, I'm confident she's encountered the evidence for it at some point. The names escape me, but last year there was a bit of a buzz on the radio about magnesium, and we noticed an influx from that. But it just goes to show that if you get the right information out there to the right audience, people start to listen. But the great thing with magnesium is word of mouth is a fantastic indicator of benefit. People take it, they notice the relaxation in the muscles, the less cramping, better relaxation mentally, and improved sleep.
Frankie, we've talked about biomagnesium, we've talked about Q10, we've talked about selenium, we've talked about a variety of other bits and pieces. As we look towards 2018, 2019 and so on, what would you say are the kind of, not the ones that are coming into vogue, because fashion, good health should never be out of fashion, it should be a constant line, but which one would you say actually, as a country, perhaps, we need to be aware of and sort of really looking towards?
Ooh, right. So at the risk of repeating myself, it's a couple of things you've already mentioned, but one we haven't so much is vitamin D. That isn't really in the future as far as other things I'm going to mention, but likes of vitamin D currently has noticed a massive influx of research. It's because beginning at the end of the 60s, there was a discovery of vitamin D receptors in pretty much every cell in our body. It basically means that vitamin D acts as a key to a lock in every cell and has some sort of function. Whenever this, we were able to clone these receptors. Beyond that, the amount of vitamin D research is soared. So now we're finding vitamin D has been beneficial for decreasing the risk of certain cancers, such as breast and colorectal. Now, recently, I think it was last week, the Scientific Advisory Committee for Nutrition suggested that all breastfeeding mothers should take vitamin D. So certainly vitamin D.
And not just wait until the sun shines, because of course that's often, we often hear about, you should take vitamin D when we're into the winter, when we're into seasonally affected disorder and so on, but actually maybe it's a year-round thing.
So if you go on a sunny holiday or you get a lot of, you're prone to sunburn, you're also told, hey, you should be putting on SPF. And we're in this predicament where this really good advice of putting on SPF to protect from skin cancer.
Wear sunscreen.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But when we're doing that, we're also blocking out vitamin D synthesis due to UVB rays being blocked. The only answer really is a supplement, and that's why the supplement recommendations are there. Vitamin D, absolutely important. But in terms of future focus, we already know how important the Q10 is. But the direction Q10 is going in terms of its research could actually highlight how important it truly is. Research from the Kiesel 10 trial, which was done in Kinda in Sweden, there's been new updated research showing that it has a role to play in fibrosis. Fibrosis is something that can cause rigidity in the lungs or the heart and unfortunately cause death. Keith Chegwin would be a celebrity example of someone who passed, unfortunately, from fibrosis. But there's the role there that Q10 may have to do in that, because it showed that it could reduce fibrosis. Q10's also been associated with research in ataxia, uncommon condition, a condition that causes alterations in movement and difficulty there. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, diabetes, the research for Q10 is really branching out.
It is, as we've said many times, conceivably getting to the stage of being a magic bullet, but the fact of the matter is it's there. If it wasn't so popular, you wouldn't have biannual conferences, which Bent and Dennis the chemist obviously attend on a regular basis, so every 2 years, last one in Columbia, of course. It's clearly a message through there. And presumably, Frankie, you'd also say that's going to be echoed even when Elon Musk gets his desire and we start shipping off to Mars as well.
Well, that's if Elon Musk doesn't start to purchase his own Q10.
I would hope so.
He may discover interdimensional travel at that point. Another nutrient is more forward focused as well as selenium. Now, we already know the benefits of selenium, but the message of people understanding how deficient the UK is in selenium has a lot of work to do. No one really knows about it, but if you work in agriculture, you know about it. But if you work, or if you're a human
it's
being,
it's astounding just how low in terms of our soil levels. Once you actually hear just how teeny tiny and microscopic our values of selenium in soil in Britain actually is compared with other parts of the world, it's phenomenal.
Using predictive techniques, last year Swiss scientists discovered that we're going to lose a further 9% by the end of the century. It doesn't sound dramatic, but when you don't have much to lose at the start, I mean, we really need more selenium, not less. So again, supplementation is very important way of maintaining an adequate amount of selenium.
I'd flag up the selenium and zinc for myself, really. I think that tends to work, really.
Selenium and zinc is fantastic. It's a really good antioxidant complex. The main mode of action there is it helps produce glutathione. Anyone who's a bit of a nutrition nerd may have encountered that word before, but glutathione is perhaps the most important antioxidant available to the human body. And antioxidants, as we know, help protect us from UV rays, pollution, and even our own metabolism.
If something is oxidized, it goes to rust. And what happens when things actually rust? They fall apart. So let's just take it as an antioxidant. Let's go against that.
Absolutely, yeah. And in the context of a human cell, if it suffers enough oxidative stress, it has its own version of rust, which is decay, degradation, and death eventually. So,
Frankie, we'll finish on an upbeat note because obviously there's so many positive things that work through. Favorite book? You said we haven't checked before. And for some reason, I thought you were a sort of keen sports person. But let's talk about favorite text. What's the last non-scientific book you've been reading?
Oh, The Incident in the Nighttime of the Dog.
The Curious Case of the Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Excellent choice. In fact, a former Southside Broadcasting Book of the Month. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And a great stage show, too.
Well, I haven't seen the stage show. I fear it may ruin the book, but I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. We'll see if I can work up to it.
No spoilers.
Nice to see you again.
And Rasmus, your role within Farm and Ord is?
I'm now general manager at Farm and Ord, so taking on some of the more general running responsibilities. So up until now, I've been working as sales manager, coordinating the sales team and the communication. And now, I've moved.
So really the Rafa Benitez of the company, then?
I'd certainly like to think so, yeah.
Although that would suggest that your dad was... We'll draw away from that quite categorically. 30 years the company's been based obviously in Morpeth and thriving from that perspective. You're into your 31st year now. It does tend to go from strength to strength.
It's been amazing how the industry's developed over the last 30 years, and Bent did amazingly well to identify such an important area to work with. And like you say, strength to strength each year seems to be getting better. More people are getting aware of having to take care of their own health. We've seen a lot of companies coming in with miracle cures and the internet, which has been propagating some fairly unethical practices. But then the consumers seem to be learning or seeing that it's really important to have companies you can trust, companies that take care of quality, and that's what Farm and Ord's founded on from the beginning. So, yeah.
We started off the series of discussions today with the Q word, quality, nothing to do with Q10, although the two things are connected together for obvious reasons. And that probably is really at the heart of not just the company's message, but also the fact that, yeah, ultimately, it's a brand that is important in the quality of life and in terms of how things are going. I mean, I'm looking at my little packages now, my chromium, my bioselenium and zinc and my coenzyme, Q10, etc. And actually, the way that kind of continues to work and improve the quality of life is important.
I think it's important, both the quality of life and to understand what it is that Farm and Ord does, which is looking at very few nutrients that are actually we might be deficient in. So nowadays people are eating a healthier diet, they're more aware they need to do exercise. All these things are important. And what Pharmanaud does is it's really focusing on those few nutrients. And selenium, which was the first nutrient which Pharmanaud identified as being specifically deficient in the UK and Northern Europe. And that's why there's less research on it, because in the United States there's plenty of selenium in the soil. So still the importance of selenium is really undervalued compared to something like might be vitamin D or fish oil, which are really well known. But for the UK population specifically, I think selenium is a really interesting one. Yeah.
And moving on from, obviously, the range of products and quality things from that perspective, to the sporting aspects. I mean, we do a regular podcast with our people from BoomPod, who are actually responsible for cycling and team cycling and so on. And the amount of energy that's obviously used by cyclists is phenomenal. But sport and Q10, the two things can actually go perfectly hand in hand because, of course, these are perfectly legal, wonderful nutritional supplements.
I think it's one of the areas which is least understood. I go to the gym in the morning and often I see the gym instructors, they've got their Red Bull in one hand and their Mars bar for breakfast and they're running on high octane, burning themselves out. And that's what often happens to people who are trying to get more energy and they're consuming lots of sugar, lots of caffeine.
Sugar is the new nicotine.
More addictive than nicotine or caffeine or cocaine. But they give you a spike in energy, and then you pay for that even the same day. And long term, you get adrenal fatigue. Q10, like you've said, we've been working with Q10. We started working with Barcelona Football Club back in 2009, and we've been working with Vicky Pendleton during the Olympics, and some really big names have used Q10 because it's not energy as much as vitality. It's that endurance concept. So like I said, cycling's a really big thing. Triathlon's a really big thing. Those things which don't require 20-second bursts, but which require long-term use of energy. So it's directly linked to Q10 in heart health, which is where a lot of the research is done and for health. But for athletes, for people going around their day-to-day life, Q10's really important for that endurance, that waking up with vitality in the morning, sleeping better. If you use your energy better during the day, you'll sleep better at night.
We were talking with Frankie earlier and suggesting that we really should put you in touch with our wonderful sleep physiologist, who's Stephanie Romaszewski. She's a Channel 4 sleep doctor and she has her own sleep clinic in Exeter. And I'm sure, again, this is some of the areas that I know she's spoken of, the importance of magnesium and so on, but that, again, it's sharing that same goal of how do you actually improve not only the quality of life, but also your sustainability, your bounceability, all the kind of elements that we take for granted, really, in terms of enjoying the whole life experience.
It's almost counterintuitive, but if you are more energetic during the day, you'll sleep better at night. So yeah, absolutely. Things like magnesium, which are well known for helping the relaxing mineral. But things like Q10, which give you more energy, actually help you to sleep better, unlike your stimulants, which can cause you sort of nervous.
Do you want the coffee? It'll go all sorts of places. Let's move on to other areas. Of course, I've got to acknowledge then, Rasmus, that you might well have been responsible for the fantastic Messiah at the Etihad, of course, Pep Guardiola, being at Barcelona when you were actually working in that sort of side of things there. So hopefully he still uses some of those things at the Etihad these days.
I would certainly hope so. He was head of Barcelona. He was the manager when we were working with them. I used to run the Spanish office, and we were working with Barcelona Football Club. Yeah, Pep Guardiola was the manager.
Clearly, this is the sort of thing that Sunderland, Newcastle, Middlesbrough, Hartlepool, and probably Darlington as well actually desperately needs to actually get work through that. Although I'm sure Rafa Benitez must have some sort of care in the nutrients that he's feeding to the lads.
What's incredibly difficult now is managing these big personas.
Multi-millionaires
who you can't tell them what they need to do. They're the masters of their own ship. The smaller clubs can definitely give much better nutritional advice to their players, but the big clubs really struggle with those big names.
We've come on a wee bit since Arsene Wenger decided to completely change the whole thing around and persuaded Tony Adams and Paul Merson, etc., to change their dietary habits completely.
We certainly have. But it's super important for these big names to keep themselves healthy.
So moving on, we're now approaching the 33rd year, of course. 31st year. I'm time jumping again here. As we head through 2018, 2019, same question I put to Frankie, Rasmus. there any particular sort of highlights which you think, yeah, actually, I'd like to sort of say this should be the year of? I mean, Frankie was keen on the vitamin D and also selenium. Anything from your own point of view?
I think this should be the year of Q10 and selenium. Q10 has been researched so massively over the last 20 years, and there's now over 800 published trials on the specific form of Q10. And it's that combination of cardiovascular health, people taking statins who are then getting those energy lows, getting muscle fatigue, and then up to people in endurance. And the new research, I'm not sure if you talked to Frankie about it, we've just had the International CoQ10 Association.
We had Dennis and indeed your dad reporting live from the University of Columbia from that whole thing a couple of weeks ago. You can listen to the podcast.
Well, there you go. So the new research that was published there about the combination of Q10 and selenium and how it optimizes the bioavailability is it's mind-blowing, but it's something we've always seen coming. We've known for years now that selenium binds to mercury. So when we eat fish, when we all the pesticides used all contain mercury, our fillings, and we've known for a long time that combination. But now we've seen that just last month the new publication on selenium with plastics. So plastics cause free radical damage, which then causes a spiral into, obviously the worst case is cancer, but there's lots of degenerative diseases. And now we see that selenium, if we're deficient in selenium, our cells can't protect themselves and they collapse from this BPA plastics. So I think
it's interesting. I mean, the answers have been there. They've always been there. Sometimes it takes within the whole human experience, a company like Pharmanol to actually acknowledge the fact that they're here. And for relatively little expense and tremendous value for money, they can really actually improve the quality phenomenally. I think that's probably the key message to take away.
It is, you know, we see all these newfangled ideas on the internet of, you know, people trying to make big complicated statements, but actually there's some very fundamental nutritional basics we have to have in place which we're losing from modern diets. And like you say, we're talking 9 or 12 p a day depending on what we're taking. Which is a tiny amount to pay to make sure we've got optimal nutrition.
Well, Rasmus, the good news is, of course, for fans of your good self, you will be in the 2019 calendar. I know people were missing you last year. They say, where was he? He wasn't around. But we will be in the 2019 calendar together with you, Dad, as well. It's been a pleasure as ever. We'll see you again, hopefully in 2019, if not beforehand, all being well.
Well, thank you very much. I'm honoured to get my place back in the calendar. Thank you, Alex.